Welcome to Because We Care Podcast. I'm your host today, Joyful Judy. Well, I'm so glad you tuned in because this broadcast is just for you. We will be discussing about real life issues. We will be talking about singlehood, how to raise children being single. We will also talk about waiting on a mate and what do you do when God sends you that mate. We will also be talking about marriage. But I need you to, first of all, to do something for me. I need you to sit back, put on your seatbelt, buckle up, relax, because we are getting ready to go on a ride. In Romans 12, 1 and 2 declares, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, maturity is the process of growing and being more like Jesus. We must make a choice to learn God's word, allowing God to renew our mind. And when we begin to renew our mind with the word of God, then we will begin to think like Jesus, talk like Jesus, and walk like Jesus. When we make choices by living by God's viewpoint, then we're doing something as far as being a mature believer. Galatians 5 and 16, the word of God declares, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. And we all know that we all was born in sins. We all have a sinful nature. The word of God declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we all have a sinful nature, and we must also make sure that our maturity process allow us to grow and be more like Christ. That is a blessing when we can grow into the things of God and we can be more like Jesus. When we study the Word of God and His truth, and then we will apply the Word. So when we talk the word and speak the word, that is because the word of God is in our heart. We have to study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God does the changing, and he also, well, actually it's the Holy Spirit. When I say God, Holy Spirit is the person that convicts. He's the one that does the transforming. That's the working of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Proverbs 12 and 1 declares, whosoever loveth instructions, loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. And Titus 2 and 1 declares, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. And it is so important, people, to maintain sound doctrine. That's what the word of God, that's what Paul was telling Timothy, to make sure that he teach and preach sound doctrine. Because there's so much shadiness going on now. We're in 2022, and you hear so many things that is not God. You hear so much error, so many teaching that is not of God. And you have to really discern and know the word of God to know if this guy is speaking. Some things are people are saying out of their heart, out of their flesh, out of their minds, but it's not contrary to the word of God. So we must study the word, know the word. We must speak and believe the word. And also we must live the word. Because 2 Timothy 4 and 3, the words declares, for a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound doctrine, teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. Sound doctrine is important. Our faith is based on a specific message, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is something that we must not get away from. Because 2,000 years ago, Christ died on the cross for our sins. Yes, the blood of Jesus washed away our sin. When our sins were not just only forgiven, they were also forgotten. Yes, as far as the east is from the west, the Lord remember our sins anymore. So we got to remember that the gospel is to be preached unto all nations before the end comes, before Jesus comes back. No man knows the day or the hour of his return, but we see the signs the word of God declares in Matthew that we will know the time and the season when the Lord should come back. You know, wars, rumors of wars. You see mothers against mothers and daughters against daughters and sons against sons. And you see everything that the word of God talks about in Matthew. But Jesus said that the end was not yet. Even though you see these, the tribulations coming in, you see wars and rumors of war, the time is not yet though. But you'll see the times and you'll see the signs before the coming of Christ. And the main thing we must do, we must preach the gospel. We must preach the gospel to those that do not know Christ as their Savior. We must preach the gospel to our families, to our friends, to our loved ones. When Christ died for our sins according to Scripture, and he was raised on the third day according to Scriptures, okay? We know that he died, he was resurrected for a purpose. He didn't die just to stay dead, he grows up. He had 12 disciples, we know, well, 11, because Judas betrayed him, that he taught and he trained, he instructed to carry the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those 12 men turned the world upside down. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4 declares, "For I believe unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Our eternal destiny depends upon hearing the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. In Ephesians 1 and 3, 13 declares, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." So God has sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are sealed in him. Our future is secure in him. We must believe that. We must know that. As I was stating before, when we begin to mature in Christ, we'll love what Jesus loved and we'll hate what Jesus hate. The Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish." God sent his Son not into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. So it is his desire that none should perish and all should come into everlasting life. So that is our first priority, is to serve the Lord, to draw close to him, to have fellowship with him. Because one thing about it, people, he don't need us. We need him. No, he doesn't. He loves us. He died for us, but we need him. See, in him we move and we live and we have our being. It's all in Christ. So I just want to encourage you today to begin, if you haven't or if you are, continue to preach the word of God, to continue to tell people about Jesus. A lot of times we feel that we have to just get in the word and carry the Bible and tell them what the, you know, blah, 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 the word said this and that. No, the Bible says that we are living epistle read by men. They can read your life. They see Christ in you. They know that they have hope because the hope is in him. So I just want to encourage you. This is why I'm here on this podcast today, because I truly believe that Jesus Christ loves us so much. I believe John 3:16. Oh, yes, he loves us so much. He desires for none of us to perish. So that means us, our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our co-workers. He desired for none of us to perish. And I can just recall coming up, you know, I always like to give an illustration. I can recall coming up when I first gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord gave me a scripture, and I'll never forget the scripture. It was John 3:16, simple scripture. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish. I took that scripture to heart. I believed that scripture. I stood on that scripture. And that's been over 30-some years ago. And I believe that. I don't care what I go through in life. John 3:16 holds me up because I know I'm coming out of whatever situation I go through because Jesus loves me. And you know about love. We all know about love. Love is when a person loves you, they want the best for you. Yep. They'll sacrifice themselves to make sure that you have what you have and you have what you need. Yes, they love you so much. Just like a husband. Just think, you know, we married and everything and, you know, we got a vehicle. Maybe one of our vehicles could go out. What the husband going to do? He going to give you the vehicle. He going to find a way to get to work. But you're going to get that vehicle because he wants the best. He's going to make sure you're going to get the vehicle and the one that's running properly so that you don't have to have no flat or no burnout or blowout or you get stranded. He's going to make sure you're secure. He's going to protect you and everything. He's going to get up at night and check the house. And you don't have to check the house. He's going to make sure everything is locked up and everything is good. He's going to make sure the bills are paid. He's going to listen to you. When you come home and you got problems and you want to talk, your husband's going to sit down. He's going to say, what's wrong, baby? He's going to know what's going on with you because you've been married. So he's going to know you. He's going to sit and he's going to listen intentively. See, listening and hearing is two different things. He's not just going to hear what you're saying. He's going to listen to what you're saying because he's going to give you his utmost attention. That's love. And God loves us so much. He gives us his most attention. We're his apple of his eye. When we pray, he hears us. According to Isaiah 65:24, when you pray, before you call, I hear you. And while you're yet speaking, I've already answered your prayer. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of daddy we have. We are God's children. We belong to him. He called us the apple of his eye. Oh, yes. Yes, he does. That's how much he loves us. So if he loves us, then we have to love one another. Yep, we're going to have to love one another. You know, sometimes some people, now, be honest with you, some people, you definitely need Holy Spirit working because some people are really, really difficult. Come on now, let's be real. Come on here. They're very difficult, but God will give you the strength to even love the unlovable. They so hard to get along with, but that's okay. You'll love them anyway. But it won't be you. It's be the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Because we don't have that power to love like God loves. So he had to give it to us. Yes. He had to give you that real love for a person. You don't want them, even though they might mistreat you or backbite you and backstab you. You know. And then you're going to want the best for them. But it takes the Holy Spirit now. Got that flesh be want to retaliate now. Come on now. That flesh be want to, you know, act up. But because the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, he'll calm you down and let you know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I just want to encourage you to keep going on and doing the things that God has called you to do. And also, I want you to continue to know that souls are important to the Lord. Oh, my God. He died for us. Yes, he did. He desired that none should perish and all should come into everlasting life. So if you're out there now, listen to this podcast, and you don't know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I mean, if you have not asked him to come into your heart and to forgive you for your sins, well, you can do that right now. All we have to do is go to Romans 10:9 and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in our heart that Christ was rose from the dead and thou shalt be saved. That's all you have to do. Confess it to him. And by the faith in the word of God, Romans 10:9, you believe in your heart, you're saved. You're saved. And then you must ask him, You know, Lord, what church should I go to? You have to be in a place where you can get discipled and grow in the knowledge of God, in reading his word and fellowshipping with the people of God, the church. You know, you need the communion. You need that fellowship. You need to be strengthened. You need to be discipled. Yes, you need to learn more about God. So this is what God designed for us to do, and he wants us to mature. And as you do that, you're maturing. Every person that knows Jesus Christ, none of us has arrived. We're going from faith to faith to glory to glory. Nobody knows everything. God would not put nothing in no one man, no woman, no boy, no girl. Nobody knows everything. No, we're all learning. We're all growing. So this is what he desired for us to do, to mature in him in the things of God. So, Father, we thank you, we love you, we adore you, we magnify you, we give you glory, honor, and praise. I acknowledge you, Father, as Lord and Savior, as the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Almighty God, the Alpha, the Maker, the beginning, the end, the first, the last, the one who was, the one who is, and is to come. I acknowledge you as Jesus Christ, the ruler, the sovereign one, the supreme God, the only true Son of the living God. I acknowledge you, God, as being El Adonai, Lord and Master. I acknowledge you, God, of being Almighty God, El Shaddai. I acknowledge you of being El Elyon, Most High God. I acknowledge you of being Jehovah Shammah, the God is always there. I acknowledge you, God, of being Jehovah Roi, the God that sees. Oh, God, I acknowledge you, Jalor, being Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord our righteousness, oh God. I acknowledge you as being Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. Lord, you shower all of us with your banner of love. I acknowledge you, Lord God, as being the chief cornerstone, the door, God. You're the sheep, oh God. We're your sheep, God, and you're the door, God. We enter any other way, God, and we don't go no other way but through the door, God, because we love you. And I acknowledge you, Lord God, as being the Almighty God. Oh, mighty, mighty in all your ways, mighty in all you're doing. And so we bless you. We love you so much, Lord. So full of gratitude, full of thanksgiving, and so full of appreciation. So I ask you to bless the people, Lord God, that listen to this podcast. Lord God, they're special and they're precious in your sight. I ask you, Lord God, to meet every need that they have mentally, physically, financially, socially, economically, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and mentally, Lord God. I pray you will bless their home, God. Bless their bodies, God. Bless their minds, God. Bless their children, their grandchildren, their spouses, Lord God. Father, I pray that anybody that's sick, God, I declare healing, God, in their body, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We decree and declare that violence will cease from our land, God, from our cities and from our cities, oh God, in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that this COVID-19 will be eliminated, God. We decree and declare, God, cancer, God. We speak to cancer, God. We command to die and dry up. We speak to lupus in Jesus' name. Command both bodies to be healed, God. High blood pressure, God. Tumors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We speak to arthritis, God, and command to die and dry up, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We speak to leukemia, Father, God. We decree and declare, God, that Jesus Christ, Father, he's a great physician. And we call upon you, God, Jehovah, God. We call upon you today, Lord God, Jesus Christ, the healer, the great physician, the great sufficient physician, God. We call upon you, oh God, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, thy healer, heal sickness, disease, minds, even heal finances, Lord God. We call upon you, Father. And Father, we bless you. We honor you, Lord God. I say, have your way in our lives, Lord God. We need you, Daddy. We need you, Father. We need you, God. We cannot make it without you. So I ask you to continue to bless your people, God, and strengthen them in every area of their life. Draw close to them, God, as they draw to you. Lord, I pray that you will speak to them face to face as you did Moses, Lord God. I pray you will take them in your arms, Lord God, and you will wrap them, God. You will hold them, Lord Jesus, and let them know all is well, God, because your words declare, Lord God, that if we cast our care upon you, 1 Peter 5:7, you care for us. So I thank you for being a God that cares, a God that concerns. I thank you for 1 John 5:14, and we have the confidence in you, Daddy. If we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And since you hear us, we thank you that we have the petition we desire in thee. So we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the praise. Amen. I would like to thank you so much for listening to Because We Care podcast. See you next time. Bye now.